Highfield Radio, together we can achieve more.
Hello, my name is Farah and I am the chair of the school council. I represent my classmates' thoughts and feelings in meetings. I also try to keep order in meetings and make speeches along with my co-worker, Tarek. With Miss McGovern, I make many important decisions that will affect the school. Highfield is a great school where many children get fantastic educations thanks to their wonderful head teacher, Mrs. Kamal.
Hi, I'm Hazel and I'm the treasurer of the school council. And my job is to be the voice of my class 6B and to monitor the finances. I think Highfield School is a great place to learn and be educated.
Hello, I am Ashanti and I am the vice chair of the school council. I am the representative of my classmates and I help to share everyone's thoughts and opinions. What's your resolution? This year, my New Year's resolution is to get better at drama. If you have any opinions on our school, please don't be afraid to come and tell me.
Hi, I am Olivia and I am the secretary of the school council. I record the outcomes in the weekly meetings and I also help produce the agenda and make sure everyone receives them. I represent my class 6H along with Ashanti and Tarek.
Hi, my name is Tarek and I'm the chair of Highfield. I think Highfield is an amazing school to go to. I've met so many friends and learned so much. I am part of 6H and from my point of view, I think I fit in perfectly. I have many friends who take good care of me. Right now, I am very happy to know that our school is expanding dramatically. So we will have more people and teachers. My job is to run meetings and assemblies with Farah.
Hello, Miss Kamal. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine. We're here to interview you for Highfield Radio and we are going to ask you some questions. Highfield Radio is aiming to give pupils information on what's going on around the school.
To start off, do you have a message you would like to share with the rest of the school?
Oh, well, just to say a very, very big thank you to all the children here and the teachers and all the staff for starting the school year off absolutely brilliantly. Carry on, believe in yourselves, and remember our motto, together we can achieve more.
How did you become the head teacher of this school?
Okay, it was in 2007. There was an advert in the local newspaper and on a big newspaper called the TES. And I had a look at the advert and I thought, I quite fancy that job. So I came along, I put my application form in. I had 2 days of interviews with lots of people here. And I was offered the job. So that was in 2007. But prior to that, I was a deputy head teacher. And prior to that, I was a class teacher. So that's how I got here.
Okay. What do you like about this school?
What do I like about Highfield? Well, I love the fact that it's part of my community because I live very close to the school. So when I see you all every day, it's the same people that I see when I go to Sainsbury's, when I walk down the high street, and when I see my neighbours in my own road. So I love being part of this community. And I really love the fact that we are all very diverse. And that means we all come from quite different backgrounds, from many, many countries. And I think together, when we're all here, we just make such a wonderful, wonderful place to be. And that's what I really love about Highfield.
Okay, why is the school expansion necessary?
Okay, now that's not down to me. That wasn't my decision or the governor's of the school. But the school expansion is necessary because in Enfield at the moment, which is the local authority that most of us all live in, there's a big shortage of places for children to go to school. So there's lots of children that of your age or even younger, especially 5-year-olds, that haven't got a school to go to. So Enfield decided that they would look at lots of schools and expand them to give these children the opportunity to go to school, because every child has the right to go to a school.
Were you given a choice to have the expansion or were you told to do it?
Well, we were given a consultation meeting, which means that everybody that's a part of the project comes together and they discuss it. And actually, the governors of this school didn't really want the expansion because they felt that the school was big enough. So the local authority can override that decision, and they said that we had to have the expansion. So that was how it came about.
What challenges do you think the expansion will bring?
Well, I think you can see quite clearly the challenges that we're having already, because particularly for the teachers, because our car park has almost gone, so there's nowhere to park. There's big challenges for the residents that live around the school and on this road, because there's lots of lorries going backwards and forwards, and there's a big disruption for them. And also there's challenges because I have to go to a lot of meetings about the expansion, and whilst I'm at those meetings, sometimes I can't be at meetings here for your learning. So that's the biggest challenge. But we've sorted it out, and I'm not going to so many meetings now. Mrs. Hill's going to a lot of them, so that I can focus on us here at Highfield. So a few challenges, but in the end, it'll be best for the children that haven't got a place to go to school, and they'll be able to come here and be part of Highfield.
How are you feeling about the school expansion? Are you worried about having to give assemblies to such a large number of children?
Well, that's a very good question, and that's something that we've discussed at SLT, Senior Leadership Team, when we have our meetings. And actually, we have come to a decision that when all the children are here in our school, there'll be over 700 children, and we know for a fact that we won't be able to have whole school assemblies in our hall. So we'll have to split them up. So that does make me a bit sad, because I do like having everybody there, but it's the way it is, and that's what we have to do. We have to move along with the times.
Miss Kamal, thank you for giving up your time. We really appreciate your replies, and are sure everyone will enjoy listening to this wonderful interview.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Hope you enjoyed our first radio broadcast. Listen out for our next edition coming soon.
Highfield Radio, together we can achieve more.